Veyer's Playbook is brought to you by Microsoft.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to PNC Studios at Halas Hall. I'm Tom Thayer, and this is Thayer's Playbook. We're going to check out a finished product, but we're going to talk about the end of a play. This is a second down and 16. Again, what can the offense provide to get the defense of the Detroit Lions off balance and get them thinking the width of the field? And as you see Jay take a survey of his defensive personnel, he have all of his offensive players in position. You see the two wide receivers down at the bottom, receiver at the top of the screen, Jeremy Langford to the right of Jay Cutler. As he takes this snap, we're going to have a screen. So now every screen has a certain tempo to it. So after Jay gets the ball in his hands, the offensive line and the blockers are going to count to themselves 1,001, 1,002, and then they're going to release into their blocking zone. So Jay gets the snap of the ball, looks to his receiver at the top of the screen, and the key element here is these receivers at the bottom of the screen are running their defensive backs off the line of scrimmage. They both have man-to-man coverage, back away from the quarterback and head away from the line of scrimmage. And this is where the development of the screen takes place. Look to the inside. The two offensive guards going to the second level to interrupt the flow of each linebacker. Kyle Long invites his defensive end back to the quarterback and then puts him to the inside. And now Jeremy Langford sneaks out of the backfield. Vlad Dukas makes the linebacker take the longest path to the running back, so Jeremy Langford never gets caught from behind. Matt Slauson, second level, pushing the linebacker upfield. Defensive backs at the bottom of the screen still running with the receivers. Here's the key. You look at when Jeremy Langford gets the ball into his hands and he still has 16 yards to go to get a first down. Look at Langford, turn it upfield, two linebackers in pursuit. Makes the second linebacker miss. Still has over 11 yards to go for the first down. The safety inside the two receiver help notices Langford coming upfield. Look at the confrontation. It's going to be at the first down marker. And when I talk about a finished product, how do you end the football play? Langford never hesitates, never stops, lowers his shoulder, is able to initiate the contact with the defensive back a yard in front of the first down marker. But when this concludes, it's a 17-yard gain. I can't emphasize enough how it is about finishing the football play, not necessarily how it starts on the interior. But if you can finish a football play like this, that's a young, powerful rookie taking on that defensive back, making sure he gives his team an important first down. Now let's take a look at finishing on the other side of the ball. I want to pay attention to Adrian Amos, the safety here. But there's a lot of details up front that you have to pay attention to see exactly how the offensive play is going to end up flowing and then how you attack the line of scrimmage. So as we put this play in motion, it's a first down play. Stafford pitches to his running back. He's going to get in motion, being led by an offensive lineman. Sam Acho does a great job. First of all, he attacks the offensive lineman, stops him in his tracks, and now he makes the running back take a longer path where there's more pursuit. Kyle Fuller to the outside. He's going to attack this blocker and making sure he keeps leverage and forces the running back to the inside. And then you see Leroy Reynolds on the inside. Gets away from his blocker. Again, extends the path of the running back. The key is to make him go laterally. And then watch the support of Amos. He comes from the defensive backfield. And like we talked about Jeremy Langford finishing and making sure that he concluded the play with contact. First down play. See what Adrian Amos does here. Do you ever see him slow down? Never loses stride. Finish this play. Look at the impact he makes. And that takes a lot of sting out of the running back. That'll slow him down later in the game. But it's all about these two important rookies, how they're finishing their play. Not necessarily what they're doing in between it. But again, the conclusion is going to make each of these guys successful players. Thanks for watching Thayer's Playbook.